have much to be thankful for today. Thus far, the most terrifying 4 seconds of my day was being held hostage in the corner of the shower by cold water.
Thanks for joining us today. You're listening to Laugh Again with Phil Calloway.
On a previous Laugh Again program, I mentioned I'd gone on a 40-day social media fast and lived to tell about it. I wanted to see if I could do it and if I would get the shakes or what. It's not that I don't like these newfangled apps and phones or that they can't be used for good, but sometimes they like to take over. When I was a kid, our one and only household phone was on a party line, so I would listen to Mrs. Vert tell Mrs. Boutwell her problems. Kids compared things back then, bikes and dads and softball mitts, but I think kids have it harder today. When I was a pup, you could tell how popular you were by who sat with you at lunch, how quickly they picked you for football games, and how many birthday parties you were invited to. Today, popularity is often measured in likes, friends, followers, shares, retweets. If I have 19 followers on Twitter, and Billy Bobson has 380, he is 20 times as popular as I am. I don't think any generation has been so bombarded by what they do not have. A gorgeous friend posts pictures from another perfect family dinner out. Everyone is smiling. Her hair is perfect. Her kids are seated alphabetically according to height or something like that. But they look so happy. The only way my kids will sit this still is if they're duct taped to their chairs. And Mark, look at this. He just posted another selfie from the gym. He's lifting his shirt to reveal rippling abs. Well, I'm on the sofa. A 2-gallon tub of peanut butter ice cream with chocolate chunks perched atop my protruding belly. I feel like smacking Mark. Instead, I push like. A recent study followed students who were regular Facebook users by having them complete life satisfaction surveys 5 times a day. The more time they spent on Facebook, the less satisfied they were with their lives. Psychologists pretty much agree that the more time you spend staring at a screen, the less likely you are to be content, to laugh. If you constantly compare your life with the beautiful pictures and happy posts of others, here are 3 quick keys to joy. Number 1, celebrate what you have. You don't have the new furniture Jill has, but you have a roof over your head. You don't have 700 Facebook friends like your sister, but people in your life care about you. Celebrate. Benjamin Franklin said, "Content makes poor men rich. Discontent makes rich men poor." Look not on what you have not, but on what God has given you. 2, rejoice with those who rejoice. This is hard, but it's doable. A co-worker is promoted. You hoped for that position. Friends are getting married off. You're still alone with Theodore, your teddy bear. Ask God to give you the strength and wisdom to rejoice with those who rejoice. 3, find someone you can encourage. I don't mean pushing like on Instagram or doing whatever it is you do on Snapchat. I mean looking for someone who has it worse than you and could use a true friend to lift them up. 4, go looking for true contentment. Paul wrote from prison, "I have learned the secret to being content in any and every situation. I can do all things through Christ who gives me strength." If that's true, and it is, then I lack nothing I need to do what He wants me to do. How can I be discontent when He offers all I need? 5, laugh a little more. The battle with discontent is partly won when we see how silly it is and how much we have to be grateful for. I laughed reading a friend's post today. He said, "I'm paying my taxes with a smile, but the government says they want cash." I'm back on Facebook, so I went in there and I liked it.
God promises to never leave us, but that doesn't mean life will be easy. Many search for an escape from life's struggles, but Laugh Again offers something deeper. Encouragement, joy, and the hope of Jesus in the midst of it all. As one listener shared, "I wanted to tell you how much Laugh Again means to me. It even helped cheer me up after my dad died." Help share this hope and laughter. Give today at laughagain.us. Laugh Again, truth bringing laughter to life.